Welcome to Hearts Alive, a lectionary-based Sunday school program leading all hearts to Jesus. This week is Year C, Spring, Week 13. The Big Idea. After Jesus achieved our salvation by giving his life on the cross, God exalted him to the highest place. Now the same power that raised Christ from the dead is at work in us. Memory verse. God's great power can't be compared with anything else. His power works for us who believe. Ephesians 1:19. Our reading today is the prayer of an apostle for a church of believers whose faith has made news in churches abroad. Their generous love is well known. Now Paul wants them to know more than they already know, to be wiser than they already are. But most of all, Paul says, I want you to know God better. He explains that the power that accomplished our salvation is the same power that exalted Jesus to the heavenly throne from which he reigns. And a most extraordinary thing is taking place now. The same power is working for us. Jesus. For many of us, the first thing we think of when we think about Jesus is his love. Or maybe his teachings, or how he healed the weak or fed the hungry. But we sometimes forget to think about his supernatural power, the power he says he will share with us by the Holy Spirit, and that he wants us to use in his service. God's love for us resulted in our salvation, and in the outpouring of his power through the Spirit of promise. But if we forget that we need this power, we revert to relying on our own strength, which is no match against our three formidable enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. Paul urges the Ephesians to recognize the power God gives them and to use it to glorify him. For the church at Ephesus, this reliance on God's power was critical. They were not Jews steeped in Jewish tradition and well-grounded in Scripture, nor did they live among other Jews like the church in Jerusalem. There were few Jews in Ephesus when Paul arrived, and most had rejected and opposed him. The believers in Ephesus were primarily Greek, living in a melting pot of cultures, beliefs, and moral systems. They were strongly influenced by the occult and the goddess worship so prevalent in Ephesus. Paul was not praying some nice prayer for the Ephesians. He was praying for them to recognize the power that would save their souls. This power was greater than Satan's power in the world, and certainly greater than any idol in Ephesus. These new believers had much to learn, but Paul knew Jesus could open their minds to understanding spiritual things. This would be essential for the Ephesians if they were to stand strong against their surrounding culture while continuing to spread the gospel. The church and the world. We too are called to work for God on earth, to harness the powerful gifts of the Holy Spirit, and to experience the strength that comes from spending time with God and getting to know him better. We too belong to the exalted Christ and await a Savior from heaven who will right all wrong and make our home with him. But while we wait, we will have to resist our surrounding culture in order to save the lost souls God instructs us to reach. We will have to fight against our own flesh, and we will have to fight against distractions and doubts while holding on to the hope, riches, and power that belong to us as children of God. For more information on our children's and adult curriculum, go to BibleStudyMedia.com.